and your national opera.
You sound rather pleased about that. Are you pleased about that?
See what it says here. Read it.
If, as a result of public dissatisfaction over Gloriana, there arises a determination to abolish the Arts Council...
Go on.
Then the £20,000 that this opera cost will have been money well spent.
Poor old dead Gloriana. You know, Callas was going to give it at the Scala Milan next season. Off, once the notices were out. I don't suppose the poor old thing will ever be heard again now.
No, I don't believe that for a moment.
Maybe it wasn't just my piece that was slaughtered last night. And I don't know. Yes, but yes, maybe I am just a little pleased about that.
So what, back to Albra? Back to writing for your friends with the opera group every year looking glumly at its pocketbook with figures written in red ink? And all the time trying to scrape together enough money to put on the next little piece?
I'm not a national person. I'm a local person. I'm small halls and small operas with people who know and love the work.
Really? You sure of that? Or is that what feels safest? Is safety really the mother of art?
Come.
Oh. Ben, Peter's waiting in the car.
Thanks, Imma. Bye, George. We've got a recital in Devon this evening. We're giving them Schubert. Oh, well. At least they won't have to suffer Noel Newton-Wood on the piano. Are you sure you don't want to run down to Devon, Imma?
No, thank you. I've got to work on the final Gloriana vocal score.
Ben, Gloriana really is a very fine opera.
Well, of course it is. I'm very aware of that. Goodbye.
One loves the music. One doesn't have to... One mustn't love the man. Because that would get horribly in the way. I think in the early days in Albra, I did allow myself to... I didn't understand what I understand now. But that's all sorted. I'm starting to get all sorts of tempting offers to conduct all over the place. A lot of Gussie's work. Seems some people think I'm rather good. And I shall say yes to a few of them.
Emma!
But my home is here. In Albra.
Emma!
In Imo and Ben by Mark Ravenhill. Benjamin Britten was played by Paul Reddy. Imogen Holst by Amanda Root. And Lord Harwood by Charles Edwards. The pianist was Joseph Houston and the singer Emma Tring, with the New London Children's Choir. The director was Jeremy Mortimer.
And you can listen again to tonight's drama, or indeed last night's live broadcast of the opera itself, Gloriana from the Royal Opera House, for the next week via the Radio 3 website. Our drama next Sunday night offers another chance to hear Tennyson's epic poem, The Idylls of the King, adapted by Michael Simmons-Roberts, with Tim Pigott-Smith as the narrator, next Sunday night at 8:30.
Last summer in music, the 2012 BBC Proms. Find out what's in store for the 2013 season. Look online for BBC Proms or consult the official guide to the season, available now.
Hard to believe it's just under 2 weeks away. Friday the 12th of July is when all the fun begins. This is BBC Radio 3, coming up to 4 minutes past 10 this Sunday evening. High time for World Roots with Lucy Duran.
This is my fourth visit to this country, to Azerbaijan. A little-known country, but a country with a remarkable history and a really extraordinary musical tradition. It's a small country that's sandwiched in between Iran in the south, Armenia in the west, and Georgia in the north, and of course the Caspian Sea, which is where Baku, the capital, is. And in those four times that I've been here, I have never been on the Caspian Sea. And yet, actually, this sea plays a very important role in the history and the richness of the culture of this country, because it's the natural gas that comes out of this sea and out of the mountains around me that has made this country such a wealthy place and placed it on the Silk Route, which has given it a very special, a very unique musical culture, the Mugham culture, which is connected with Makam of the Middle East and of Central Asia, but it's unique as well to this particular spot in the world on the Caspian Sea. There are lots of things you could say about the regime of this country, but there's one thing that's absolutely for sure, which is that they really support their musical traditions. They teach them in schools and they allow the teachers to pass on their knowledge in the old traditional way, so they're not interfering with the tradition. As a result, they've created two or three generations of really superb musicians who are deeply rooted in this tradition. And that's why I'm here for the fourth time. And this time I'm here for the World Roots Academy 2013. That's the balaban, one of Azerbaijan's most important and beautiful traditional instruments, played there specially for World Roots by top Azeri balaban player Akim Abdullayev. This country really is quite remarkable. Throw a stone and it seems you hit a master musician. And that, of course, explains why we've made the traditional music of Azerbaijan our focus for this year's World Roots Academy. We've now brought the 2013 protégé Fidan Hajiyeva to Baku twice so that she can soak up the authentic musical atmosphere, attend masterclasses by some of Azerbaijan's greatest musicians, and spend quality time with her mentor, another of this country's magnificent voices, Gochak Askarov. Previously on the programme, we focused on the importance of music learning and development in Azerbaijan. But this week and next, we're here to record some of the country's greatest musical talent, with a special focus on the contemporary music scene and the very tasteful way in which Azerbaijani musicians have combined their ancient traditions with modern styles and instruments to create a truly original sound. World Wild Roots first came to Azerbaijan in 2007. And then, like now, our guide was the Azeri music expert and researcher Sanubar Bagirova. We'll be hearing more from her later on in the programme. Back in 2007, it was Sanubar who introduced us to Gotchak during his first tour to Europe. And every time I come to Azerbaijan, Sanubar introduces me to yet more wonderful musicians. Her taste is impeccable. And that impeccable taste has led us, this week and next on World Roots, to focus on two remarkable singing sisters. Famous throughout Azerbaijan, they come from humble origins in a place called Sheki, or, as it's known locally, the Switzerland of Azerbaijan. Next week on the programme, we go to Sheki with them. And later today, we'll be hearing a unique recording of a project they've created with some of the country's best young singers. In the meantime, here they are, Gulyaz and Gulyanak Mamadova, recorded by World Roots at the Baku Music College with the piece Mahur Hindi, followed by Mugam Dilkesh Tezniv.
Kemal olmaz Belayı eşkiden Zövk almayanlar Berkemal olmaz Bu zövkü Duymayan kez Layiki bezmi Vüsal olmaz Peri sen Peri sen Huri sen Ya bir meleksen Bilmezem billah Peri de huri Bir mələkdə bu cəmal olmaz ay aman Verib sən aşiqə can şəkkü şəkər təhmə qalından Verib sən aşiqə can Şəkkü şəkər təhmə qalından Məsihi vəqsən can Belə şirin məqal olmaz O hansı bəzmüdür ki Söhbəti muyim yandan O hansı bəzmüdür ki Söhbəti muyim yanından Müdəqiqlər söz açmaz Ortada yüz qeylü qan olmaz Qələm çəymə gərək Qələm çəkmə gərək Əfsanəyə məsnun leylayə
Ki məcnun azərə, Leyla sənə hər giz misal olmayaz.
Aman, aman.
Bahar çağında xətrime dəydi üstünə yağdırdı qar sənin sözün İlk bahar çağında xətrime dəydi üstünə yağdırdı qar sənin sözün Yandım bilmədin dondum bilmədin Yandım bilmədin
dondum bilmədin
Bar biləydi
place called Yanardach, which means flaming mountain, and it's night time, so you can really see the flames. And extraordinarily, this fire has been burning for centuries, for millennia. Apparently it's getting smaller and smaller up here on this mountain above Baku, about a 30-minute drive from Baku, capital of Azerbaijan. It's so hot that our sound engineer had to sort of back off from the flames because the windshield on the microphone was about to burn or just melt, or the whole microphone was about to melt. So here at Yanardach, at the Flaming Mountain, I've met someone who's studied tourism here in Azerbaijan. What do you know about this place, this amazing place?
So we call this place, first in Azerbaijan, Yanardağ, which means burning mountain. According to the information of historians, it is approximately 2,000 years old. But a lot of historians and geographers visited this place, and one of them also was Marco Polo. Even it snows, even it rains, you can see always here the fire. So that's why we call our land, Land of Fire.
Thank you. I've come here with our crew. In particular, we're here with the wonderful Gorchak Askarov, who a minute ago was inspired to sing a song of Mugam. It's such an inspiring place. This is a historic place in Azerbaijan. It's the flames that represent this country. What burns this fire has also made Azerbaijan 21st century booming economy, but has also given it its history.
Azinam ey ey Qarabağ ey Şəki Şirvan Qarabağ ey Aləm ey cənnətə dönsəy Yaddan ey çıxmaz Qarabağ, Qarabağda talan salam var. Gedirsən tez qayıt gəl. Gözü yolda yan qalan var aqadan alan.
Thank you.
Gochak Askarov is one of Azerbaijan's greatest singers. The beauty of his voice is matched by his versatility as a performer. He can sing high and he can sing low, and his love of Azeri Mugam is complemented by, he's always telling me, his admiration of Whitney Houston. His gentle manner and his warm heart, as well as his undisputed status as a master of Azeri music, make him the perfect mentor to our World Roots Academy protege, the young Fidan Hajiyeva. He's also, it seems, a popular radio presenter with a weekly show that invites fellow musicians to perform. On this particular Friday afternoon in Baku, everyone was on the spot. I was on the wrong side of the interview table, and Fidan was suddenly performing live on her teacher's radio show.
Yaxın bir gələcəkdə gözəl bir xanəndə olar. Buyur Fidan, sizi dinləyirik.
Well, that was lots of fun, I have to say. I've just been on a radio program which is presented by Gochak Askarov here on ATV on Azerbaijan television. There were the three musicians who've been with us all along so far on the trip. That is Mirjavad on tar, Elnur on kamancha, and Kamran on the nagara drum. And then Fidan sang. And I could see that Fidan was really bringing something new to it. So, you know, it just begins to feel like what we were hoping was going to happen is beginning to happen, that she's really beginning to understand, to get under the surface of this music. And there were some really lovely moments when she sang Sari Galin. That's the first song that she learned from Gochak by Skype, as it happens. So there we were on national Azerbaijani radio with Gochak as the presenter. He's been doing this program for a month. All he does is he sings and he talks about music. So how about that? If that doesn't show you what this country thinks of its own music, I don't know what does. Sanubar, who's this marvelous-looking lady that just walked into the Jazz Center?
She's our most known pop singer in Azerbaijan today. There are perhaps two very known, very popular pop singers. She's one of them, Brilliant Dadasheva. She's a diamond, a brilliant.
And what does she do? What's she famous for?
Her style is pop music, but the composition I asked her to perform is her own original composition. This is a folk dance melody. She turned it to a vocalist, and our public likes it very much.
Fidan, you're looking very, very excited to see Brilliant here.
I have been watching it since I was really young on TV, and I'm so surprised that now I'm in the same room as her. This is brilliant, and I can't wait to listen to her.
Oh, it's brilliant to listen to.
Yes,
Brilliant.
Yes, definitely. And I can't wait to listen to her. It's going to be amazing.
And she looks terrific, doesn't she?
She looks absolutely beautiful. She's always been like this.
Fidan's heart is beating.
It's hot in here, right?
Oh,
You're listening to BBC Radio 3 with the 2013 World Roots Academy, and we are in the capital of Azerbaijan. We're at the Jazz Center, and the musician that you just heard doing a special session is Azerbaijan's top pop singer, and her name is Brilliant. And indeed, she is brilliant. She's sitting here with me.
I have a question for you, Lucy. Since we just performed a piece about Baku, I'd like to know what you think about our city.
You know, you live in a really beautiful city. It's a fabulous city in a wonderful location with beautiful buildings which are kept in very fine form.
We're waiting for you permanently.
That's nice of you to say. Brilliant. You know, when Sanubar told us that we were going to be hearing a singer called Brilliant, who is an extremely famous pop singer from Azerbaijan, I honestly didn't expect that I would hear what you've just done. I imagined something much more like I think of pop music. Your music is very, it's very refined, and yet it's pop music. So can you explain that to me?
When I started in the music business, it was during the Soviet era, and very few people were interested in the traditional music of Azerbaijan. I was playing with great artists such as the pianist Rafik Babayev, and I wanted to find a way to include folk music and mugam in pop and jazz to try and make those traditional styles popular with younger people.
So what you're doing is really very experimental, and at the same time, you're bringing mugam and traditional folk music into your music, but you're making it very contemporary.
We were very unlucky here in Azerbaijan. We lost many of our great experimentalists too early. Bagif Mustafazadeh died young. Rafik Babayev was killed in a terrorist attack on the Baku metro. And that has left us alone, so we have had to innovate and create. For example, for this big concert that I've just done for Independence Day here in Azerbaijan, I spent 1 month just orchestrating the parts for my 20-piece orchestra. Usually singers just turn up and sing, but I was like a slave writing out everyone's parts. It is very hard to successfully synthesize the traditional with the modern. It requires lots of work.
Brilliant. You have offered to play us another piece, and we would really love to hear it. So could you tell us what it's going to be?
This is going to be a wedding song written by a female composer called Elza Seyit Cahan. It's a piece, and she's a name who I would like the world to know.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for joining us on World Roots.
Thank you very much. Ben hastaya, yaraya, yaraya.
dostluğun kadrini bilen oynarsın. İşaret eyleyelim ağlayan dosta, dostluğun kadrini bilen oynarsın. Adını demeden elinden ayırır. Filan kesin kızı filan oynarsın.
Back in 2007, when World Roots came to Azerbaijan for the first time, our musical guide, Sanubar Bagirova, took us to a wedding party. And there, for the very first time, I saw an electric guitar play along with mugam, with the classical music of this country. And I was completely blown away by this. So I've asked Sanubar to introduce us to Azerbaijan's finest guitarist. And she has indeed done that. His name is Rahman Mamadli. He has a really fabulous guitar, and on it is the image of the Azerbaijan flag, which is blue, red in the middle with the crescent moon and a star, white star, and then green at the bottom.
all surrounded by stainless steel, and it sounds just as good as it looks. He's brought us to his, what he calls his country house, which is about 45 minutes drive from Baku, the capital. We went past the airport. Now we're on the Absheron Peninsula, which is a famous resort area. We're about 500 meters just across a main road, and some sand dunes is the Caspian Sea. The sun is setting, and it's actually the birthday party of his daughter, who's 22 today. Rahman, the guitar. How common is the guitar in Azeri music?
İlk önce ülkemizde sizi görmeye çok şadım.
The electric guitar entered our musical life at the end of the 60s, and it was the great guitarist Ramish who first introduced it. Since then, the electric guitar has become more and more popular, and nowadays you can hear it almost everywhere.
Is there a special way of playing the electric guitar here? Are you trying to make it sound like the tar, for instance, or the kamanja, or the voice?
Gitaradan çıkarttığım o sese göre seçildim.
I try to make the guitar sound like a human voice, which is a unique style of playing. Some of the great masters of Azerbaijani music, Alim Gasimov, for example, have said that I don't play, I sing. And if I am performing, there is no need for a singer.
So can you demonstrate how you make that sound? How you make the sound of the zangula, of the yodeling? It's such a distinctive part of Muram. Really does sound like the voice. Rahman, did you study Mugam? Everybody in this country who performs Mugam seems to have studied it in the Baku College or the Music College or in some institution. How about you?
Hiçbir musiki tahsilim yoktu. Ben sadece bunu
I have never had a teacher or any formal musical education. Everything I know, I picked up at home, and God gave me the gift to play.
And what started you off on the guitar? Why the guitar?
Bu çok uzun tarihi var bunun. Aslında ben muğamları
I grew up in a very poor family, and the tar, one of the traditional instruments used in Azeri Mugam, was too expensive. So instead, one of our neighbors gave me an electric guitar, and that is my professional history.
Ben bunu utanmıram demeye.
The World Roots team weren't the only surprise guests at Rahman's daughter's 22nd birthday party. He'd also arranged for two top young singers to come and perform with him. The first was this prize-winning 23-year-old female vocalist, Guli Muradova. We'll be right back. Rahman, fabulous music, and of course a wonderful party with great food. Azeri hospitality is just endless. There's such an effort to make people feel welcome. Thank you. Now, you've also brought along another singer, and this is someone who, as soon as he walked in, I recognised him from Azeri television. So this is obviously a big star, and his name is Eldaniz Mamadov. Tell me about him.
Eldaniz Mamadov, aslen benim hemyerlimdi.
I have worked with Eldaniz Mamadov for about 15 years. We have performed together at countless wedding parties. We have traveled abroad together, and he is a member of my ensemble. At the recent Muğam Star competition, he was awarded the first prize.
What is he going to sing for us?
He's going to perform Zerbi Muğam Herati, which is a very complicated piece, which not everybody can perform.
Thank you.
Sanubar, you've brought me back to one of my favorite spots. This is becoming like a regular haunt for me here in Baku. We're in front of the music college again.
Yeah, that is perhaps the main center of formal education for Mugam performers.
But you say formal, but actually inside this building there's a very vibrant and a very informal atmosphere. It doesn't feel formal to me. Dozens of students coming in and out, carrying their tars, their kamanchas, their kaval drums. It's obviously a place that they're really excited to be at. And you have introduced us to two wonderful singers, two sisters, who both have the name of Spring Flower. We're about to go in to the Baku Music College, where we are, and hear them sing with their students. So just introduce me to this Spring Flower.
Gulyaz Hanım Mamadova, she is one of the best, perhaps the best Mugam teacher in Azerbaijan now. Many people want to attend her classes because she gives a very comprehensive knowledge of Mugam, not only the musical text, but how to perform this text, how to approach to this text, how some secrets of performing art, so that is really very precious.
Gulyaz, we're thrilled to be here, and I'm really looking forward to your concert. What will you be performing?
Mən çox şadam. Bugün sizinlə yenidən görüşməyimə dünyalar qədər təşəkkür edirəm, minnətdaram.
First of all, thank you so much for your interest in Azerbaijani music. Today, I have selected 10 students to perform for you. And what you're going to hear is a rehearsal for a concert that will take place after you have gone home. They are all different ages, from 12 up to 25, and they are all my students.
And what are you going to sing for us?
Mahur Hindi Destgahı.
We will perform different extracts from a dastgah called Mahur Hindi. A dastgah is a suite made of different mugams, which we've put together to make the performance more varied and enjoyable for the students.
Wonderful. Let's go in, Gulyaz. Let's go in together.
Çok sağ olun, Gulyaz Hanım. Gelin başlayalım.
Is that what you say? Gedek? Let's go. Gedek.
Ey deyin ev gül gül de madem ev
Well, as I keep discovering over and over again in Azerbaijan, there are an impressive number of brilliant young performers and aspiring musicians totally dedicated to learning this very complex and technically demanding oral tradition. It's places like the Bakru Music College that provide a context for this to happen. And it's individuals like the Mamadova sisters who are the inspiration to the musicians of tomorrow. Next week on World Roots, I'll be getting to know Gulyaz and Gulyanak Mamadova a little better when they welcome me to their family home, a tiny and remote village in the foothills of the mighty Caucasus. Join me then.
And as Lucy Duran said, there's more music from Azerbaijan in World Roots next Sunday, and that's at the later time of 10:30 here on BBC Radio 3.
Free Thinking is Radio 3's Festival of Ideas.
Love, romantic love, it's clearly vital, but is it really good for us?
And this summer, it's taking up residency at some of the most exciting summer events around the country.
I don't particularly want to live in someone else's head, but I do want to hold someone else's hand.
Free Thinking in the Summer, Wednesday night at 10 o'clock on BBC Radio 3.
This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. Jonathan Swain welcomes Croatia into the European Union in Through the Night from 11:30, but now at 11, jazz lineup with Claire Martin.
Well, good evening from the City Hall in Glasgow, the home of the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra, who are holding their Alive with Music Festival, which in turn is part of the British music season on BBC Radio 3. And Jazz Lineup is presenting the BBC Big Bang for the next 90 minutes, who are conducted for the first time by the man from Dunbar. Please will you give a very warm welcome to Julian Arguelles. The band last played this hall on its reopening weekend after an extensive refit in 2006, and we're delighted to be back with a programme devised by Julian to reflect the work he is currently writing and the music that he has written for the Frankfurt Radio Big Band. And tonight we're in for a marvellous programme of contrasts and cross cultures. Well, let's start with a piece composed by Julian, written for his lovely partner Kathy Ray, who I think will be here tonight, and this is You See, My Dear.